I am often critical of Major League Baseball here on the channel. You guys who have been following the channel for a while, you know exactly what I think about Major League Baseball. It sucks. It's painfully boring. Because I am so critical of baseball, most people think that I hate it. While I understand why you would have that perception, it couldn't be further from the truth. I don't hate Major League Baseball. I hate what Major League Baseball has become. I actually think it's sad what's happened to Major League Baseball in the last 10 or 15 years. I remember when baseball was exciting. I remember when the league was filled with star players, when players were allowed to put the gas in their bodies instead of gassing up their private jets. Baseball was exciting to watch. Home run chase. What was that, 1998? That home run chase was appointment television all season. The Cardinals, they weren't close to making the playoffs that year, but every Mark McGwire at bat, it was must-see TV. Roger Clemens was dominant. The Braves had a trio of Hall of Famers in their pitching rotation. Well, KC, you're not allowed to call them the Braves anymore. That is offensive! All right, you're right, my bad. I meant the Commanders. The reason, though, that I am so critical of Major League Baseball, it's because I know how great it used to be and how it is infinite levels of suck today. There are plenty of legitimate reasons to criticize Major League Baseball. There is a complete lack of star power. I mean, when is the last time baseball created a mainstream star? Well, KC, what about Shohei Ohtani? The gambling man? Lord, I was born a gambling man. Shohei Ohtani? The gambler? I mean, he's a great player, but he's not really commanding the attention of the mainstream. He's not some big draw on television. Shohei Ohtani, he doesn't have anywhere close to the star power as someone like Derek Jeter or Alex Rodriguez. In the past, Rob Manfred, he has shown his dedication to Woke United Methodist. He moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta to combat mythical racism. Last season, or maybe it was 2 years ago, the former manager of the Little Giants, Gabe Kapler, he refused to come out for the national anthem. Now, he claimed that he was doing this as a protest. Supposedly, Gabby Kapler was protesting for stricter gun laws. But my inside sources tell me he was using that time to apply Preparation H. Baseball managers, they tend to get vicious hemorrhoids caused by prolonged periods of sitting on their ass. But the point is, there are plenty of legitimate reasons to criticize Major League Baseball, which is why I was incredibly confused this afternoon with the wicked weave of the woke, Joy Reid. Of all the legit reasons to criticize the most boring sports league in America outside of the WNBA, Joy Reid, she chose to criticize Major League Baseball by accusing them of lacking diversity. Again, you're going to run with this same false narrative again? I expect Joy Reid to be more original when it comes to fabricating stories of racism. I mean, she is one of the founders of the business of mythical racism. I expect creativity and originality from Joy Reid. I don't expect her to plagiarize a narrative that was presented by ESPN, the worldwide leader in woke, last summer. Initially, when one of my viewers emailed me this story earlier this afternoon, I didn't believe it. Now, the reason I didn't believe it, the viewer claimed that Joy Reid was blogging about Major League Baseball and accusing them of lacking diversity. Blogging, it requires skill. It requires the blogger to be able to form cogent thoughts and words and format those thoughts into complete sentences. Joy Reid is one hell of a speaker, but I have never really known her to be a great writer. I fully believe that Joy Reid thought Major League Baseball was guilty of mythical racism. I just didn't believe she wrote the blog. Now, imagine my surprise. Imagine my surprise when I pull up the article and I find out it was not written by Joy Reid. This article was written by some doofus named Jahan Jones. Joy Reid simply promoted this article on Twitter, insinuating that she wrote this garbage by including the hashtag readoutblog. Unfortunately for Joy Reid, The woke wiener, it was not being grilled on Twitter as a means of celebrating this stupidity. The only thing that was being grilled was Joy Reid herself, because she was absolutely roasted on Twitter for promoting this garbage. This is why I keep saying the business of mythical racism is on the verge of bankruptcy. 4 years ago, this false narrative, it would have gained traction. All employees in the business of mythical racism, they would have been rushing to promote it. Employees like Jamel Hill, Bishop the Talbert Swamp, Imani Jones, also known as Huge Embarrassing Failures. And by the way, has anyone seen Imani Jones recently? This dude fell off faster than a one-hit wonder in the 1990s. Now that his woke welfare expired, Imani Jones, he is being forced to make a living on his own. If I had to guess, he's probably making a few pesos, but can't imagine that Imani Jones is making any dollars. But 4 years ago, an article like this from the matriarch of mythical racism, it would have caused Rob Manfred to take immediate action. Maybe he encourages baseball teams to start recruiting black players. Perhaps he even moves the All-Star game out of a primarily black city and takes the hundreds of millions of dollars generated by it to a primarily white city. You know, in the name of fighting racism. Fast forward 4 years later, and an article like this on Joy Reid's blog, it generates zero interest. The only reason I knew about this is because one of you guys emailed it to me. Otherwise, I would have never known. Monday, April 15th. While you guys were rushing to get your taxes paid, there was a celebration held in Major League Baseball. Normally, the typical celebration in baseball includes rainbows and an abundance of wiener. Remember the celebration the Dodgers held last year? What was that group called? The Mr. Sisters? Where they celebrated their pride by mocking the Catholic faith and having a group of dudes dress up like women? That was probably the most memorable moment in Major League Baseball in the last 10 years, because there's damn sure nothing memorable happening on the field. But all kidding aside, this past Monday was a legitimate celebration in Major League Baseball. They were celebrating Jackie Robinson. Now, most normal people, they would view this as a positive celebration. Not Joy Reid, though. No, 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 no! When I saw Major League Baseball celebrating Jackie Robinson, it triggered feelings of rage! It was a clear reminder that even after all these years, black people are not included in Major League Baseball. For starters, it's not that black people aren't included in baseball. I don't know if Joy Reid knows this. She doesn't really seem like the type who was active in sports when she was growing up. So let's just take a moment to explain to Joy Reid how sports work, especially at the professional level. You see, scouts in Major League Baseball, they are not recruiting players based on their skin color. When scouts are recruiting, they're not worried about meeting some ridiculous diversity quota. We have 28 players on our roster. Every marginalized group must have 7 representatives on the team. Yeah, that's not how it works. If that was the case, Major League Baseball would be even more boring than it is already. Scouts are recruiting players who have elite skill. If someone can throw a 105-mile-an-hour fastball, you think the Atlanta Commanders give a shit about what color he is? The dude could be purple. He is getting a contract. What I found most interesting about this article was the exclusion of other sports leagues. It's ironic when you think about it. Supposedly, Joy Reid, all about inclusion. Yet for some reason, she conveniently excluded the NFL, the NBA, and the WNBA in her blog about diversity. I'm sure that was a simple oversight. I'm sure that was a clerical error. Since Joy Reid wants to complain about the lack of diversity in Major League Baseball, let's look at the lack of diversity in the WNBA. And the reason I am using the WNBA, Deacons at Woke United Methodist, they are pushing for biological men to be included in women's basketball. Since they want biological men included, they shouldn't have a problem with white women being included too, right? White people make up over 75% of the American population. Black people make up 13%. In the WNBA, black players represent over 70% of the league. Well, that doesn't seem very diverse to me. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, she needs to take a hard look at her player demographics. She needs to balance the scales of diversity. Leagues like the NFL and the NBA, they just can't take the risk. They are going to hire the best players because they want to give their fans a watchable product. The WNBA, they had nothing to lose here. Their product isn't watchable with the supposed best players in the world. So why not use the WNBA as the experimental league to see how diversity, equity, and inclusion works out in sports? We all know what the end result would be. The WNBA product would increase to another level of suck. Well, what's also interesting, though, about this article from Joy Reid, she didn't advocate for women to be included in Major League Baseball. If any marginalized group lacks representation in Major League Baseball, it's women. There are 750 players in baseball. Last I checked, of those 750 players, zero were women. If Joy Reid is so concerned with inclusion, how come she's not advocating for the inclusion of women? Lately, Joy Reid's ratings on MSNBC have plummeted. Now, she hasn't reached CNN levels. Her ratings are not in the pooper, but they are damn sure circling the bowl. A couple of weeks ago, Joy Reid pulled less than 1 million viewers in prime time. She's been struggling throughout April, but guess what her most watched show has been this month? Just take a wild guess. Coverage of the Donald Trump trial in New York City. Oh, damn bad. The business of mythical racism is on life support. This once promising business, it has been reduced to one employee, Joy Reid. And she's trying. Joy Reid is trying to revive it. But that is going to be incredibly difficult because Joy Reid has no credibility. But give me your thoughts. Joy Reid accuses Major League Baseball of lacking diversity because only 6% of the league consists of black players. Now, she doesn't point out that the NBA or the NFL have very few white players. According to Joy Reid, Major League Baseball is the problem when it comes to diversity. They tried this same narrative with the NHL a couple of years ago. The NHL, they pretended to play along and they launched some diversity department. After a few months, everyone just forgot about it. Is the business of mythical racism on life support? Is Joy Reid struggling to remain relevant? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.